Finance, where we're joined by Steve Larratt, who's a share research business analyst at ShareTalk. How are you today, Steve?
I'm not too bad today, Zach. How are you?
Are you winding up? I'm very well. Are you winding up, winding down for Christmas? What's your current status?
We're extremely busy here at ShareTalk, same as always.
Okay, so what's next?
Right. Basically, ShareTalk this week have confirmed an award-winning fund manager who's called Gervais Williams. He works for the Mitten Group, and he's going to be presenting at our Cardiff event. And we've also got the support of Sia Green Financial Planning, who's a local independent financial advisor there, and he's going to be discussing his book. So we've got a lot more coming together on that event. And we've got sort of further news to come on the Manchester event. Whilst sort of discussing about events, the event that we did up at Birmingham recently, ShareTalk this week, have published all of the videos that we've done on that. And we've had some sort of pleasing news this week about our charity partner that we sort of sponsored for that event as well, Bradley Lowry, also known as Bradley's Fight. This week he's basically said that he would like some Christmas cards. So I put a tweet out the other day and we've had over 11,000 Christmas cards being sent to his home address. So put a smile on his face for Christmas.
Fantastic. It'll clog up his letterbox, I think, that amount of letters.
Yep, he's got his own special van now that's delivering on a daily basis, so
yeah. Fantastic.
Yep. We've done interviews with Amaret Pharma, European Metal Holdings, and one with Justin Tooth of Ferrum Crescent, and he's still basically saying that there's news due on a deal that he's discussing, and that's what I'm going to cover on sort of what's on next due to popular demand or peer pressure, call it what you like. He's basically previously said that there's going to be news due on his Moonlight project around about the end of the year. So let's see if Justin can deliver on that one.
Excellent. Any other news that we can get our teeth into?
Well, interesting one that a lot of people have covered is Sapura, and they basically today said that they've had a offer of circa 20 pence, and it seems sort of pretty low ball to a lot of people, judging that in the past the share price has been up and well over a sort of pound to £2 region. So it'll be interesting to see if any sort of further bids or offers coming there from sort of external people.
Well, wasn't it the case that it was actually quite lucky to get even 20p, I mean, given the trials and tribulations of the company, or is that unfair?
Basically, when you look at the contracts, all there were previously were delays in the contracts up and coming, and the business was effectively set back several months. So it isn't the case of they haven't got a product there or, you know, an item to sell. It's just the way things were working out for the business. So it will now be interesting to see what people make of that going forward. Is it a trade or is it going to be a potential long-term hold?
All right, we're just about running out of time, but is there any final comments you want to make?
Have a very Merry Christmas, everyone, and fingers crossed for a very Happy New Year.
Thank you to Steve Larratt, who's Share Research Business Analyst at ShareTalk.